Hello, Kathy Campbell. How are you?
Hi, Alex Cox. I am delightfully happy with the sunshine outside.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. most people probably don't know, but seasonal depression can happen seasonally.
What?
Or as it is known by the DSM-5, seasonal affective disorder. Well, actually, and I get my sads in the springtime, which is uncommon but not unheard of.
Interesting, very interesting.
Yeah, but however, we're going to talk, are we talking about the Disney remake issue today?
Sure, or we can talk about the other thing that we're going to talk about.
Should we tell people that it's going to happen next week, only because I am, I'm going to cry a lot, Kathy. I'm going to end up crying a whole lot.
I think all the more reason to preface this episode with the good happiness that's coming next week.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Is that what you're talking about? Or were you talking about crying about the live action Disney, which is also entirely possible?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to probably cry when is the Mufasa situation a spoiler? I don't even know. I don't know.
I feel like, you know, we're, 25 years past? I think we're probably in the clear.
Oh, no. I'm so old. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Not facing my own mortality. Wait. What was the first movie you recall seeing in theaters?
I think it was The Little Mermaid. But I also am fairly certain that I saw 101 Dalmatians, but when they re-put it out in the theaters, because obviously I was in the live then.
Oh, okay. Huh. Interesting. Mine was, in fact, well, I'm told that it was Aladdin, but I have no memory of it, and I would have been 2 years old.
Yeah.
So the one I remember crystal clear is The Lion King. Like,
okay.
Because there's some traumatic scenes in that movie that you never forget, ever. Yes. Ever.
Yeah. Very much so. It's very emotional. The Lion King is and always will be my favorite Disney movie. Not just because of the movie, but all of the feelings and emotions I got around the movie and the culture around it and everything. Man, it's just, I love The Lion King. The sequels are really good too.
Right? Oh my gosh. That needs to be another show. Direct to DVD sequels that are incredibly underrated.
Yes.
Or direct to VHS. Where are we now? Is it direct to digital if they happen? I don't even know.
I think it goes direct to streaming. I feel is kind of what their thing does. Because I don't know if they even sell them on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever anymore.
Blu-ray?
Blu.
Is that the French definition? Blu-ray?
Yes, or the Jungle Book themed Blu-ray.
Oh, boy.
Or not.
Boo.
Okay, fine.
But, okay, so how upset were you when Mufasa died?
Oh, I was heartbroken. It was terrible. Because Mufasa is my favorite character.
Interesting. A patriarchal why is Mufasa your favorite Disney character?
I love James Earl Jones.
Oh, I mean, yes.
I mean, obviously. Duh. But, like, something about how, like, I loved that he took care of his family, but still, like, loved and supported on his, I guess, wife. Like, I like their interaction. I like that he's like, hey, yeah, I got woke up, you know, by the baby, but I'm still going to take him out and not be grumpy with him. Like, how he handled the whole, like, I'm very disappointed in you after the elephant graveyard, just like that parental figure was really just wonderful. I loved that very much so.
When Francis wants to play in the morning, my disaster cat, Maddie's like, your son's awake. And I'm always like, before sunrise, he's your son.
Brilliant. I love it.
And
so
I don't
much.
Know. I just realized that that's a Lion King reference.
Yep.
But everything from the Lion King is just so ingrained into my brain that it's like, yeah, that's just a thing.
Yeah.
It's just words. Oh, wow.
I do love in the bad guy spectrum. I love Shenzhe is fantastic. And Nala is my favorite in the stage musical version.
Oh, interesting.
She I has will say the best song. Shadowlands is amazing.
I am a fan of, I mean, everybody is a fan of Be Prepared, yes. But, and oh man, the Broadway musical is just breathtaking, so but, and oh, He Lives in You, oh. Which makes a reprieve in The Lion King 2, which is, oh, probably my favorite Disney sequel, actually.
Mm. Yes.
Like Kovu, oh, who doesn't want to get that?
Yeah.
And,
so,
ugh.
I was very familiar with He Lives in You because I was a mad stan for Rhythm of the Pridelands disc, which is kind of the secondary, not official Disney soundtrack version that Lee Boehm put together because he's like, I got all of these other songs. Do you want these songs? No? Okay, I'll do my own
disc.
I
totally forgot about that.
And a
lot
of that music went into the musical version.
Oh, God, it's so good.
It's
so good.
So good.
I am also, was not Be Prepared. Oh, wow. Is it called Deception or is it called Disgrace or is it called Deception Disgrace where Kovu is like being cast from, he's being exiled?
I think it's Deception Disgrace. I think is that. Oh, no, it's called Not One of Us.
Oh, God. It's
so
it's
good.
Oh, I mean, by the worst, I mean, God, just being ripped apart. Okay, good Lord. Lion King, definitely its own thing. But I discovered something very upsetting about you.
Uh-oh.
You enjoy quite a bit, it seems like, the Disney, let's call them live action remakes, even though most of them are, you know, CGI. But so you liked... what was it? Cinderella? You liked...
I liked Beauty and the Beast. It actually came up on my time hop the other day, how much I enjoyed it. Because
you.
here's my mental state when I go see things like this. It's a very similar, like, setup, mindset, whatever, presentation. When I watch a movie that's based on a book... or for a television series or something like that, I am able to enjoy it for the entity and the media that is a part of it without, and don't get me wrong, there are certain times or certain things that I'll be like, what the heck were they thinking? Why was that a thing? Why did they do this? But I don't feel like it takes away from my experience of enjoying something that came before it.
We are 100% on the same page with that last statement.
Okay.
Like, it does not detract from the original works whatsoever. This is not like a Star Wars argument of...
it completely ruined Luke's entire personality. Really? Did you watch the first movies? But that's fine.
Because Luke was just so great to begin with. Yeah. That nothing weird or incestuous about that character.
Nope.
No white savior stuff going on there at all. But anyway. Oh, and I realize we are talking about now another Disney property.
Yes,
all
we
right.
are. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's less that. I don't know. I have a very mixed feeling regarding remakes in general, because I'm usually very pro remake and reboot and reinterpretation. Like, that is my jam. I love the remix of art and doing something new and strange and stuff like that. And even there, a lot of the cynicism of like, oh, it's a cash grab. Like, hey, welcome to capitalism. Like,
right. Why would they not do something that they want to succeed? Like, that doesn't make sense. But yeah.
Right. Yeah, like if you want Coco, we're gonna have to, you know,
right.
This is the way of life. It sucks. Thank you, next. But it feels like each one fails in a different way. Like Cinderella could have been a very interesting, like, new take on the story. But it was like, I don't know, it felt so basic and boring. Like, and I guess to me, the original Cinderella is also basic and boring. So I kind of wiped that from my opinion because, like, I don't have a fair opinion on it, I think, because it's just not for me. And that's okay. But Beauty and the Beast, I adore. Love Belle, adore Belle. Completely, I mean, the world is going to be debating about Belle and Stockholm syndrome until the end of
forever,
you know. And I think the animated film does it as well as a sort of strange bestiality relationship can be sort of like, I don't know, but Belle is very much a strong, a strong female character, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. The movie at times is a shot for shot remake, which I am also all for, actually. Like, if you want to do that, go ahead. That's an interesting experiment. Like, you get that cash grab. But I don't know. It seemed like one of those movies made by a committee, which, again, not totally against, except it's like the committee had heard what Beauty and the Beast was and had seen all the famous clips but hadn't watched the entire thing.
No, which, I can see that. I can definitely, like, I can see why. And yet, like, there's you know, all sorts of issues involved in it. Like, that's obvious. I can still enjoy it.
My big thing, and I think my opinion also was colored by the fact that they're like, not Lumiere, my goodness, what's Gaston's,
LeFou?
I don't want to say Gaston's, yeah, LeFou. It's like, oh, we're gonna, he's the first openly gay Disney character. And also, he was not openly gay.
Right.
In fact, less so than in the cartoon, I would argue, except they finally explicitly say so at the end. But again, it was like, the gays will come and see this, right? If we do it, that checks off the four quadrants in the box. Maybe.
Right. And let's get all of the right wing, like, pissed off, too. Like,
it was so weird.
Yeah, I don't think they handled it very well.
And that said, Emma Watson loved it. Loved, I mean, I don't know. There's something to be, again, there, how is it that a 2D movie made in the 80s, 90s? 1990? I don't know. And like, that feels more enchanting than this amazing spectacle of, I don't know. This opinion feel, now that I'm talking about it, I feel totally wrong and I feel like I'm yucking on yums. But that said, The Jungle Book, I adored. It was exactly what
beautiful.
I wanted.
Yeah.
Like, they took that movie, totally reinterpreted it, but live action, there is a live boy.
Yes.
And a lot of
CGI. Feel free to
animals.
Check out the Robot or Not episode where they talk about that. But
yes.
I'm gonna call them live action because that is what they call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the ease of whatever, they're live action. Yeah. But like there's that amazing scene in the temple that was not in the original film, and they made some of the there are some problematic things in the original movie, and they're like, oh, that didn't age well. Also, it wasn't important to the film. Bad idea.
Yeah,
moving
let's just
on.
Take it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it was I don't know, it scratched every itch for me. And the reason this was brought up is because we were talking we were talking about Lilo and Stitch, and you brought up that there's going to be a live action Lilo and Stitch.
Yes. Yes. How are you feeling about that?
Well, it's made by the same people who are making Aladdin, correct?
Yes.
I feel like my opinions need to be shelved before I see Aladdin, which are you going in like full media blackout for Aladdin?
I am way too lazy to go full media blackout on Aladdin because I don't care enough about that. I've seen the trailer. I've seen the things, like I've read the articles where they break down the trailer and talk about what this means and whatnot. I would like to think that I have the ability to go into something and enjoy it, even if everyone says it's stupid. With the exception of Gigli, I couldn't get around that, but that's a whole other conversation. The only reason I watched it because I was working at the movie theater at the time, and so I was like, all right, I'm gonna watch it for free. It's fine. But yes, the two people that did Aladdin are the ones that are doing Lilo and Stitch, and so I feel like I'm optimistic because it's Tuesday when we're recording this, and I feel like that's the right mindset to be in. Thank you, Merlin Mann. But I feel like it has potential to be awesome because I want it to be awesome. So let's let it be awesome. Also, I'm really excited to see like the casting options to really go in on the right casting.
Yes. Yes. And I know that there was a bit of controversy around the Aladdin casting, but then wasn't that all like debunked that was never?
Yeah, that it was. There was an announcement of like a blonde haired, blue eyed dude that was being cast, and it turns out that he isn't cast for Aladdin. He's just like someone else that's like in the competition to win Jasmine's heart, and so they're like, oh my goodness, it should be only Middle Eastern descent actors, but like this character is coming from like a different, like from England or whatever, to come and try to win Jasmine. Like that is apparently, like they put a new card in here, or a new character.
I'm actually all for this because that was part of the whole story, the original story. And they didn't really make it, like, looking back, I'm like, oh, yeah, there were suitors from all over the world, like, vying for her heart. And there were, like, Anglo princes and stuff like that. So I'm all for having a white bad guy, like, yeah. 100%. I am in on that.
Yeah. Oh, and I guess apparently there was some controversy about the Naomi Scott, who plays Jasmine, like saying that she was too white to be, even though she is from India and Britain, like that's her descent, and they're just saying that she's too white because her skin is lighter.
I feel like I'm not qualified to talk about that, except for like knowing that this actress has been in many different roles similar to this. So I don't know.
I don't know either, and I too have no place to like state any of it, but people are going to complain no matter what. So yeah.
That's the thing I saw initially when they there were also some reports of I'm sorry, not for Aladdin, but often you see on international trailers the skin of the characters is incredibly lightened.
Right.
It's absolutely disgusting. It's horrific, but I know that is something they like Disney has intentionally stopped doing because I mean, unfortunately, it had to take the when people saw the I think it was the Chinese, maybe the Chinese or maybe it was the I'm not sure, but it was definitely an international market where they lightened not just Finn's skin, but even Poe, who like Oscar Isaac has played white characters in films before. So it's like that racist. It's nasty. So I am very much hoping that this is going to go well. I can't believe I'm saying this. I wish Jon Favreau wasn't involved in some way in Lilo and Stitch just because the comedy is very similar. I don't, now that I'm thinking about it, the comedy in Aladdin is also kind of similar to that of Lilo and Stitch.
It's kind of that bumbling like relaxed type of humor.
Yeah. And I guess that's my other thing, too, is this, the live-action Aladdin looks like it has a ton of crazy, awesome, action-packed things,
yes,
which feels absolutely right for Aladdin. I'm just so scared for Lilo and Stitch because I love it and adore it, and every other live-action Disney film, like, the popularity of the originals has skyrocketed.
Yes.
And again, I don't want to be like, oh, this film will ruin the original Lilo and Stitch. Not at all. I just want it to get the same attention that the original Cinderella did and the original Beauty and the Beast did, because in my opinion, it is the best modern day cell drawn animated movie. Perhaps it's just, I adore it so much.
Yes, it's so good. And I'm hopeful that they, so, I mean, all of the remakes so far have had like these real epic moments, whether it's an epic fight scene or like the epic ball and stuff. And I'm worried that they won't embrace the, because, I mean, yeah, there's a fight scene in Lilo and Stitch and there's this epicness, but I'm hoping that they're able to really connect on the relationships between everybody and the whole, because that's really what makes this movie great. And before Frozen came out, this was the movie about sisters. So
yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh wow. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Why would I cry during, I'm not crying. I'm just thinking about all the times I have cried during Lilo and Stitch and during Frozen. Ooh. But I now am optimistic because in my head I've talked to myself into, okay, there's going to be a lot of lovely, tender moments between all the characters. But also there's this whole, well, one of my favorite parts is the huge science fiction element of Lilo and Stitch that is explored in Lilo and Stitch 2. Stitch has a glitch, but it's not a, or in the amazing Experiment 606. Is that it?
626. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, I apologize. I'm a fake Stitch girl. An amazing PlayStation 2 game, but I have a feeling they're going to try to stretch this out into like a two-hour plus movie, like many of these remakes are. And you know what? the craziness can be in space. I would love that. I think you've talked me into being going from completely neutral and nervous to cautiously optimistic.
Hooray! Welcome to Tuesday.
That's very good. I'm curious. Are you... Do you watch these movies with Avi and then watch the originals, or does she have any sort of inclination towards either of them?
Like, I mean, because she's seen, like, the entire Disney catalog.
As one should. As yes. one should.
Yes, we will be signing up for the Disney streaming service. So,
oh, hell yeah.
Because, yeah, obviously. And so she has seen all the originals. And I hope that I have been able to instill in her like a joy and enjoying, you know, the new stuff or what it is. Mm-hmm, I feel like she's been asking when Frozen 2 is coming out since we saw the first fake trailer when it was announced like 3 years ago. So her sheer joy of getting to see these characters that she knows and loves and like all of those things in place is kind of cool. So I love the fact that I get to experience these things with her, and that, you know, new Disney movies get to come out and we get to see them and we get to watch them and enjoy them and have that experience. And then she'll like binge watch the other movie, like the animated version of it, over and over if she can.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, it's cute.
That's the other, I mean, I honestly, I think I just have a bone to pick with Beauty and the Beast because it could have been so much better.
Yeah.
And they did that with the Broadway show, though. Like, that's the thing, is they made the Broadway show better. They righted many of the wrongs of the movie. And I think that's where my, like, wait, why? And, I mean, someone please call me out on this, but is there anything problematic about The Lion King other than, I mean, you, well, the mating scene, would we call it? The date scene? I don't know. Simba and Nala, it was a bit much for me. It still is a bit much. I don't know. Like, I worry that The Lion King could get into some weird, like, cultural appropriation stuff, but...
Yeah.
It's animal. Like, I don't know how they could fuck that up.
I don't know. I mean, I don't doubt that it is possible that it could be fucked up. But again, I'm trying to hold out in this positivity standpoint because I'm just so excited to see it. And I can't wait for all of the behind the scenes features to come out. I can't wait to hear all of the stories on how much fun they had, because the cast is just so phenomenal that I just hope that it ends up being good.
Someone tell me like everything Beyonce did and said every second of, oh man, I haven't been on full media blackout, but I don't think I'm going to watch the full trailer for The Lion King. Mm-hmm. I saw the teaser and it felt like that's enough. I didn't want to do that with Aladdin because I was like, And but seeing the full trailer, I was like, oh shit, yeah.
Well, especially because the teaser trailer for The Lion King was basically the teaser trailer for The Lion King. You know, it's pretty much shot for shot the original trailer for the animated movie, which I thought was smart. Brilliant to do, because really that still is one of the most iconic trailers and most iconic entry scenes in a frickin' movie.
Yep.
Which is why they went and did it again for Lion King 1.5. Just to show where Timon and Pumbaa were in it. Like, yeah, it's
so good. So also good. The best retconning of any media, yes. Fictional, like any characters ever. Like it was, oh god,
so good.
I honestly, if The Lion King was just a shot-for-shot remake, I would 100% be fine, mm-hmm. in every single sense. Like I don't care. Whatever they, I have a feeling whatever they give me, I'm gonna just nom that all up.
Yeah.
I might once again put my hands over my face during the Mufasa scene and like, mm-hmm. slowly peek out every once in a while as I sob. I did not sob. I didn't cry much as a child. Shocking for people, I'm sure. as all of my emotions just, you know, finally happened in my 20s. But I think it was though I was just so shocked. Like, I had never experienced death before at, you know, the ripe age of 4.
Right.
It just wasn't part
of... Well, and you're in prime crying at a movie time.
And like, I just didn't.
That it age.
It just, I was like, what? What? There's a corpse for an entire scene just lying there on the ground? It's a corpse, Kathy. He's, yeah. cuddling with his father's corpse.
Yep.
Okay, I'm fine. Woo.
Breathe.
And that was blown out a bit. Sorry, everybody. Oh, wow. I'm considering, oh man, if we, I'm pledging now to, when the Lilo and Stitch movie comes out, I will come to Portland, and I would love, if possible, to see it if our families could go see
absolutely.
It together.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. And maybe the Lion King, but I don't know. It'll be very soon. And also, it's expensive to go places. Yes, oh, as is. We know, because do we?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Because you and I hopefully will be at WWDC this year.
Yes. Well, let me preface that we will be in San Jose in the general area of WWDC.
Oh right. Yeah. No. Fuck no. I'm not going to the conference. not just because it's expensive, but because I would be like, what? How? Why? And I've actually had some Apple folks be like, no, that's what we want there. And I'm like, I would like, awesome, that's great, but I genuinely would feel like I'm taking someone's, like, for, even if I could go for free, like, it, that's like taking away someone's livelihood.
Who
like,
would actually use it, yeah. Business.
Yeah, like, I can watch all the videos for free, but I can't, like, that's fine. But in a lab session, I would just be like, yeah, gift. Well, what are you going to be doing at WWDC adjacent, Kathy?
I will be hanging out with cool people. I haven't really thought that far.
Really?
Yeah.
It's March, and you haven't thought about what you're going to be doing June 3rd through
whatever. I know, it's shocking. Shocking.
I know.
No. I am a planner, but I've got other things coming up before then that I got to figure out.
I still need to figure out which hotel room to cancel. I need to figure out if I'm going to be emptying my bank account to stay at a decent hotel or the Motel 6 outside of the airport, which is fine. But then I found out that they have communal bathrooms, and that might just not be for me.
Don't see that being a very Alex type thing to do.
You'd be surprised. I was very big on, like, and still am, like, oh yeah, I'll sleep on the floor, I'll sleep on whatever.
Oh yeah, no, that part, like, still, it's the communal bathroom,
it's, that's like the one thing.
at a hotel safe
by an airport.
There
is one. I'm wondering if I should just. Well, my spouse Matchy might be coming along. So in that case, we're just gonna be like, nope, fuck that.
Yeah,
and,
no.
Split the incredibly. I like when I say split when all of our money is legally the same. Like,
yeah.
But oh yeah, my wife and I are going to split a hotel room. No, that's not how that works.
Right. It all comes from the same bank account. But yeah, no, I get it.
It's great not being in college. I did consider crashing wherever you're staying and just like popping in and be like, hey, so can I have 15 minutes for a shower?
Also and, entirely maybe, possible.
Like, and we have enough friends going that each day I could be like, hey.
Yeah, but seriously though, I don't mind sharing with you. Obviously we'd have to check Matthew since I'm jumping in on his room, but you know.
Hey friends, so here's my little toiletry bag. Can I just pop in? What if, oh my God, what if I was like, hey, can I just pee real quick? And then, or be like, oh, I'm sorry, I really need to take a shit, that's the problem. Everyone would know it's a lie because I can't do that in public.
Right.
For some reason, I can shower in someone else's hotel room. Oh man, you can tell it's an optimistic day and that I've been caffeinated.
Yes.
Kathy Campbell, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me all over the place. I am at Mrs. Soup in most places. You can also find links to all of the things I do at kathycampbell.com. What about you, Alex Cox? Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find links to all of the Twitter accounts to the projects I do at twitter.com/@AlexCox, spelled COX, not any other way. However, if you want to actually like follow a place, I do very much enjoy Instagram these days. And my name is also Alex Cox, spelled COX, not any other way, on there, on that place, on the grams.
The place with the stuff and the things. It's perfect.
Oh, it's like, oh, it's only 5 p.m. and I'm like, no more caffeine for me. Yeah.
I do just want to leave you today with a message from my daughter that I found in a notebook when I was cleaning up. And it's very inspirational. It says, with periods after every word, you have a secret knowledge of the world you are. Right?
So how old was she when she wrote that?
It had to have been at least more than 2 years. So like 7 or 8.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to...